All right, this is our last suburb that we're going to be praying for, this particular prayer challenge, and then we're going to continue on with something very exciting. So today we're going to pray for Yucaipa. At the end of the alphabet is Y. So Yucaipa is located 10 miles east of San Bernardino. It used to be the home of a large population of Serrano Indians and known for being the home base for what is now Stater Brother Markets, and now headquartered in San Bernardino. It's about 80 miles east of Los Angeles. The neighboring cities are Mentone and Redlands to the west, Angeles Oaks and Forest Falls to the north, Oak Glen to the east, and Cali Mesa to the south. It's about 2,600 feet above sea level. Has about 55,000 people. The median age is 36. Their average income is 69,000. 59% are white non-Hispanic, 27% are white Hispanic, other Hispanic is 4.8. Asian is 3%, and that's what you have. 95% in residents are U.S. citizens. The median property value is 327. 73% own their homes. That's unique. You don't see that very often. The average commute time is 28 minutes, and most people have two cars. There are over 2,000 veterans, 2% served in World War II, 10 in Korean, 48 in Vietnam, and 37% in the Gulf Wars. The place came from the Indian inhabitants. It derived its name from the Guachama dialect, which means wet or marshy land. Pa is the Shoshonian term for water, and the Guachama Indians spoke a Serrano dialect of Shoshonian. Yucaipa first became noticed in the California history as the site of one of the ranchos of the San Gabriel Mission. In 1843, Don Diego Sepúlveda started to build his adobe home in Yucaipa, thereby starting extensive litigation with Ignacio Palomares. Up until that time, construction began. Palomares believed he could place his cattle in Yucaipa, petition the local authorities for his right. Unfortunately for him, the governor of California was related to the Lugos, who owned the Rancho San Bernardino. The governor, to whom the case was ultimately appealed, decided in favor of Sepúlveda and the Lugos. The Sepúlveda adobe has been restored and is under the supervision of the San Bernardino County Museum, and a caretaker resides there, and it's open to the public. It's located at the corner of Dunlap and Kentucky and is visible from the freeway. Yucaipa Valley is a mountain-locked mesa varying in altitude, recognized as a fine site for apple and cherry orchards. Yum. It's to California what Hood River Valley is to Oregon and what Yakima Valley is to Washington. Their motto is City of Yucaipa, in God we trust. Now that's exciting. So let's pray for Yucaipa. Father, we lift up the city council, who have a wonderful video about their history, their rich history, how they have paved the way for the town to go from a very small place to a reasonable suburb size. We pray, God, that you would continue to use them to stand up with In God We Trust as their backdrop. We pray that in God they would trust, and that they would make their decisions ethically and with high standards and morally, and would benefit the people of that area and help those who are serving you be able to continue to preach the gospel in their various ways. We pray for the schools, the Crafton Hills College and the Yucaipa-Cali Mesa Joint Unified School District, that they would do things with honor. They would not fall prey to the woke, the LGBTQ, and the CRT propagation. We pray for the two Christian schools that we are aware of, the Wildwood Christian Academy and the Yucaipa Christian Preschool, that they would grow and get staff, and that people would start even homeschooling. We pray for the crime to decrease. It's at C, as a C minus is there overall. Every 5 hours, there's a crime occurs. Property is at C plus. Other is D, and violence at C. Their top issues are vandalism, theft, drugs, vehicle theft, and burglary, but not that high. But we do pray they continue to go down. And for the COVID stats, that they would have the people that have COVID would recover. Their poverty level is less than the average of California. We're grateful for that. But there are still people who are poor. So God, we pray for the churches to arise and reach these poor people with ways that will help them to learn to fish and not be just given fish, so that they would have that self-satisfaction that King Solomon talked about, is enjoying the fruit of your labor. We pray for intercessors to arise and claim this city for Christ, that they would build upon the foundation that they honor in God We Trust in the city council, that crime would decrease as more prayer groups arise in each of the churches, that there would be faithful attenders who will contend for the change of the people. There would be a boldness in sharing their faith, laborers for the harbor. Schools would experience a move of God, including the college. Churches would unite in an event that would bring about revival and awakening and reformation. Those that are lukewarm would return to their first love. That pastors would give powerful messages of the gospel that would change people's lives. That there would be a renewed vision, and they would be encouraged to not give up, but to press on until they see you move. In Jesus' name.